The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And today, a special honor for a country music icon who calls North Carolina home. Country singer Ronnie Millsap has recorded dozens of hit songs, sold more than 35 million records, and won numerous Grammy and Country Music Association awards. Now he has a North Carolina highway named for him. A six-mile stretch of U.S. 129 near Millsap's home of Robbinsville will soon be known as Ronnie Millsap Highway. The State Board of Transportation approved the designation yesterday afternoon. The renaming of the highway was done at the request of the Graham County Commissioners and with support of local tourism and economic development groups. In a letter to commissioners last December, Millsap described himself as a proud son of Graham County in the state of North Carolina, and he said he would be honored to have a road named for him in his hometown. No matter how many miles and years since I left there, I will always remember the lessons I learned at Meadow Branch Primitive Baptist Church, or going down to Facet Jenkins' store, where, as a boy, almost all of my clothes were purchased, wrote Millsap, who is now 77. Millsap was born blind, which, according to his website, his family thought was retribution for a sin. He was raised by his grandparents, who sent him to the State School for the Blind in Raleigh, now known as the Governor Moorhead School. It was there that he was introduced to music, learned to play the piano, and eventually formed a rock and roll band with some high school classmates called the Apparitions. Millsap briefly attended college in Georgia before dropping out to pursue music full-time. He played and recorded with R&B artists and was a session musician on several Elvis Presley songs before he moved to Nashville in 1972 and began focusing on country music. Millsap was one of the biggest names in country music in the 70s and 80s, with 40 number one hits, 6 Grammy Awards, and 8 Country Music Association Awards, including Male Vocalist of the Year in 1974, 76, and 77. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2014. Ronnie Millsap Highway will begin several miles north of Robbinsville at Yellow Creek Road and follow U.S. 129 north to the Swain County line. And I got a chance to meet Ronnie Millsap back in the day when I was working at WPTF Radio. Had a fun time chatting a little bit with Ronnie Millsap, and congratulations to him having a section of U.S. Highway 129 in Graham County named for him. The new season of Jeopardy, the first without the late Alex Trebek as host, will begin airing January 11th. But instead of naming a new host right away, the show will instead have several guests fill in as host while it searches for a longtime replacement. Alex believed in the importance of Jeopardy and always said that he wanted the show to go on after him, Mike Richards, the show's executive producer, said in a news release. We will honor Alex's legacy by continuing to produce the game he loved with smart contestants and challenging clues. By bringing in familiar guest hosts for the foreseeable future, Our goal is to create a sense of community and continuity for our viewers. The show began production on the new season with the first of its interim host, Ken Jennings, a former contestant with a record for most consecutive games won. But Jeopardy plans on honoring Trebek, who died last month after a battle with pancreatic cancer, by airing 10 of his best episodes during the final 2 weeks of this month, beginning December 21st. The last few episodes that Trebek filmed will finally air the week of January 4th. It's the last chance to watch new episodes of Jeopardy with its beloved host. All right, here's a little bit of English for you. Each year, the dictionary folks at Merriam-Webster.com pick out a word of the year, and 2020 is no different in that regard. Selection is based on what people search for on Merriam-Webster's website. In recent years, words of the year have included they. They were selected in 2019 because of a 313% jump in looks. They was added as a new definition as relating to a person whose gender is non-binary. 2018's word of the year was justice, driven by the churning news cycle and President Trump's Twitter feed. 2015's word of the year was not a word at all, but a suffix, ism. Ism got a big bump because of words like socialism, fascism, racism, feminism, communism, and terrorism. Now, if you are not a Merriam-Webster user, maybe your choice is the Oxford Dictionary. The folks at Oxford who track word searches picked unprecedented for 2020. Now, if you are the type to take your English very seriously, then you know that unprecedented is not a single word. Oxford officials say this change is based on significant changes to adapt rapidly and repeatedly over the course of the last year. Oxford's recent choices have included climate emergency, toxic, and youthquake, just to name a few. Now, youthquake, not one, not a word I've heard. But anyway, as you've probably heard someone say at one time or another, words matter. Think back to all the unique words used in 2020 that really weren't part of our vocabulary on a regular basis. Words like social distancing, coronavirus, mask, which is usually just a Halloween thing, quarantine, COVID-19, cluster, asymptomatic, super spreader, flattening the curve, self-isolation, shelter in place, personal protective equipment, or PPE, lockdown, contact tracing, and hydroxychloroquine. Dictionary.com's word of the year for 2020, pandemic. There you go. Lovers of opera music, take note. The Metropolitan Opera is streaming free encore presentations every night during the pandemic from the Live in HD series on their website, metopera.org. Each stream becomes available at 7:30 Eastern Time and remains accessible for on-demand viewing until 6:30 in the evening the following day. The schedule will include outstanding complete performances from the past 14 years of cinema transmissions, starring all of opera's greatest singers. For details, check the Met Opera's website, and that's is the name of the website, metopera.org. All right, let's with what's going on in 2020, we all need a good laugh from time to time. Here is the schedule for Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number there is 919-828-3000. 5233. Currently scheduled Friday through Sunday, December 11th through the 13th, Tony Roberts. Tony may not be a household name, but he's garnered the coveted honor of being a comedian's comedian. A nonstop, energy-charged joke ride, Roberts tackles everything from personal stories to popular culture with the same gusto and bounce-around-the-stage energy that will have you crying from laughter. Thursday through Sunday, December 17th through the 20th at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Tony Rock. A comedian, actor, writer, and producer, Tony is a man of many talents. The younger brother of Chris Rock, Tony is a bona fide comedy star in his own right, with credits ranging from the box office hit Think Like a Man to the BET favorite Real Husbands of Hollywood to his own Comedy Central Presents special. Saturday and Sunday, December 26 and 27, Mark Brady. A Raleigh native, Mark is a former winner of North Carolina's Funniest Person contest. He is best known for his viral video, Stay-at-Home Trick Shots, that appeared on a number of television outlets, including ESPN. Mark's also been featured on The Late Late Show with James Corden, Sirius XM Radio, and Helium Comedy Records. Thursday through Saturday, December 31st through January 2nd, Jeff Heffron. Audiences of all ages relate to John's enthusiastic, hard-won wisdom, recognizing how often the path to maturity is marked by universal triumphs and failures. A Midwestern boy at heart, Heffron touches on relationships, friendships, and experiences from childhood, all with an honest and relatable perspective. Heffron was the winner of Last Comic Standing, Season 2. Friday through Sunday, January 15th through the 17th at Goodnight's Comedy Club, D.C. Curry. Don D.C. Curry is a certified comedy heavyweight who is best known for his role as the hilarious Uncle Elroy in Next Friday and Friday After Next. A master of comedic timing and delivery, Curry has also delivered huge laughs on BET's Comic View, HBO's Def Comedy Jam, and Adult Swim's Black Jesus. Monday, January 25th, Curtis Connor. Curtis started performing stand-up comedy in 2013, and he also amassed a following of over 300,000 on the social media app Vine before it shut down. Connor continued to perform all over Canada, including several sold-out headlining shows in Toronto. Curtis independently released his debut comedy album, Couple of Jokes, in 2016, and it reached number one on the iTunes comedy charts, number six on Billboard Comedy. Thursday through Saturday, January 28th through the 30th, Jason Mewes. It's apparent that Jay, the vocal half of Jay and Silent Bob, is a toned-down version of his iconic loudmouth character, a fast-talking, foul-mouthed, oversexed, but ultimately harmless guy. Outrageously inappropriate and oddly lovable, Mewes gets down and dirty with his audiences, leaving no raunchy story untold. And a special note, all shows are 18-plus, unless noted. All right, let's switch to Raleigh Improv Comedy Club in Cary. The phone number there, 919-589-8558. Thursday through Sunday, December 31st through January 3rd, it's Aries Spears. Ever since this Chicago native was 14 years old, he has been a force to be reckoned with in the comedy scene throughout America. His quick wit, charisma, and ferociously aggressive style of comedy have earned him critical acclaim, high accolades, and above all, a busy schedule. Thursday through Saturday, January 7th through to the 9th at Raleigh Improv, Flip Orley. Since Flip burst onto the comedy scene, he has single-handedly reshaped the image of hypnosis from its vaudeville image to an act hip and edgy enough for the MTV generation. Flip's appearance on the Today Show brought rave reviews and stopped traffic in Midtown Manhattan. His one-man show has set comedy club attendance records from coast to coast. Friday and Saturday, January 15 and 16, Jess Hilarious. Jess is one of the freshest and most highly sought-after faces in comedy, and she is poised to take the next giant step in her career. She's an accomplished stand-up comedian, also known for her appearances on MTV's Wildin' Out, and has appeared on Russell Simmons' all-deaf comedy on HBO, as well as various shows on VH1, BET, and many others. Then Sunday, January 24th, The Christie Show. Christine Porter, also known as The Christie Show, is an entertainer who loves to act, sing, rap, and dance. Thursday, January 28th, at Raleigh Improv Comedy Club, James Gregory. For decades, the unforgettable character of veteran comedian James Gregory has stood grinning, his shirt untucked, his arms outstretched, a carefree welcome to a down-home, hilarious comedy experience. And then Friday and Saturday, January 29th and 30th, Margaret Cho, beginning with her early days as an up-and-coming stand-up comedian, Margaret Cho has always been the agent provocateur of entertainment. Never one to shy away from any topic, there is literally nothing off-limits when it comes to sharing her views on family, gay rights, politics, sexuality, bullying, and so much more. All right, time to check out what's going on at PNC Arena. Tickets, of course, can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. And their schedule doesn't start until Saturday, February 20th, and it's the 2021 Naval Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series, and this will be held at Carter-Finley Stadium. Then in March, the 2021 NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship first and second rounds. And both of those, of course, had their scheduling has everything to do with what is going on with COVID-19 at the time. Also coming up next spring, Michael Bublé. Then next summer, the Dude Perfect 2021 Tour. Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream the Tour in August. Also in August at PNC Arena, Rage Against the Machine, which with their public service announcement tour. Later in the year, country music Luke Combs, What You See Is What You Get Tour, and Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2021. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek has pretty much shut down the music industry's concert seasons and efforts to line up music stars for next year's season are moving full speed ahead. Coastal Credit Union Music Park's 2021 schedule starts in April with Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. That's followed up with the Backstreet Boys DNA World Tour. That's in June. The schedule includes a number of July dates, including the Black Crowes Shake Your Money Maker Tour, Tedeschi Trucks Band's Wheels of Soul 2021 Tour, Thomas Rhett's Centerpoint Road Tour 2021, Kids Bop Live Tour, Dave Matthews Band, the Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour, and Matchbox 20 2021. And then later in the year, performers include Chris Stapleton, Alanis Morissette, Kiss, Maroon 5, and Brooks and Dunn. Then at Red Hat Theater in downtown Raleigh, the first concert scheduled there in 2021 is Maren Morris, and that's in May. And Primus is set to perform in June. July dates include Jamie Johnson, Bare Naked Ladies, Megadeth, and Lamb of God, and Lindsey Stirling. The current schedule for August of next year, Lewis the Child, David Gray, Blackberry Smoke, and the Goo Goo Dolls. Then, in October, IBMA's World of Bluegrass concert. And Coca Booth. The season, of course, there is over. Next year, you'll find the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival set for March, Tacos and Taps in April, and the Good Vibe Summer Tour 2021 with Revolution and some other special guests. Okay, Lincoln Theater, Poorhouse Music Hall, and the Ritz. Only the Ritz has an event listed for the rest of this year, and it's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, which will be streamed on Saturday, December 19th. All the rest of the clubs, including the Ritz, don't have anything on the schedule until at least spring of next year. All right, Carolina Performing Arts. Program start at 7:30. Well, not so, because we don't have any of those programs. But this season does feature The Spark with Tift Merritt. Of course, a Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter and UNC alumna. She takes us behind the scenes in artist-to-artist video interviews that delve deep into the creative process. This 45-minute live-streamed conversation is designed to peel back the polished performance to reveal the elbow grease, risk, fire, and courage behind a performer's art. And the next interview is Thursday, December 17th, and Tiff's guests are Natalie Joachim and Allison Loggins Hull of Flutronics. Longtime friends of Carolina Performing Arts, Joachim and Loggins Hull have been artists in residence at Carolina Performing Arts since 2018. While in residence, they are creating an emotionally resonant new work known as Discourse, in which the voices and personal stories of Chapel Hill are brought to vibrant life. Joachim and Loggins Hull are ingenious composers, musicians, and vocalists whose original works for flute, voice, electronics, and live drums feature their signature art pop sound. We've mentioned this before, but it bears repeating. One of the world's greatest ever fossil finds is coming to Raleigh. And the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit will call the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh home. If someone in your family is a dinosaur fan or fanatic, this exhibit is where they'll want to be. The museum is going to expand to house the exhibit, with a grand opening set for the fall of 2022. So, what is the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit? Well, one is the world's first complete Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton, and the second is a Triceratops. The fossils were found in Montana, and both were found buried in the same spot The name of the exhibit, Dueling Dinosaurs, comes from science's theory that the two dinosaurs fought to the death on that site a little while back, like 67 million years ago. The exhibit will be a state-of-the-art public lab, and visitors to the museum and viewers over the internet will get to watch a team of scientists work to uncover more secrets buried for millennia. The State Employees Credit Union Dino Lab, sponsored by the State Employees Credit Union, will offer educational outreach to North Carolina school children and hands-on opportunities. Bank of America is the worldwide educational sponsor of Dueling Dinosaurs and will support live streaming from the State Employees Credit Union Dino Lab, where research will be undertaken on the specimens in full public view. The result will be the largest public paleontology project in history. And sad news, the Carolina Theater of Durham has announced it will be temporarily closing for 6 months. That from an announcement from the entertainment venue. The Performing Arts Center will be closed from January 1st through June 30th. A spokesman for the theater said the closing was because of ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The theater has not operated at full capacity since March. Anyone who has purchased tickets to an event at the theater should hold on to their tickets until the event happens as scheduled or until an event has been postponed or officially canceled. So that's the Carolina Theater of Durham temporarily closing. And finally, don't expect any public events in Raleigh through March 31st. City Council has moved to cancel any special events through the end of March. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.